Finally, the Blitz returns to Beaumont, kind of the place where it all started. Let's jump right in. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Twin Peaks in Beaumont. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the master, back in studio keeping us on air out here at Twin Peaks in Beaumont. The Ninja also doing his best to keep us on air.
Woo!
Yeah.
Party.
There we go. Love getting back to Beaumont. If you want to get in today, best way to do it is tweet the show, at Fred Fowler, at A.J. is the real, at Degenerates975, at Jong Snow. With a zero, not an O, or you can text the show, 713-780-3776.
We keep moving on up in Beaumont.
Yeah.
I remember the first show we ever did in Beaumont was in a bar. I don't remember the name of the bar. The West is the name of the bar, which I don't know what its health code status was. I'm not going to lie. But, I mean, I don't know if there was air conditioning, but we survived. And we packed that thing, and we had a good time with it. Now we're in a place with, like, 600 TVs, like, 203 different boobies, and we're having a good time. It's a good time here, Fred.
Yeah, it's been – I was thinking about this on the trip.
I don't know who the girl with one boob is.
Okay. I think she's on the other side of the bar.
She's on the other side.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a picture with her for
sure. Or is there one with three?
No, it's one.
Okay,
because
you could have the Total Recall alien chick with the three breasts.
No, this one is – it's not even – like it's really weird because it's offset, like under the arm. You would think it'd be like maybe in the middle, but no, it's weird. But it's still hot, I mean, because you know, she's wearing a flannel top, so it works out.
Yeah, I was thinking about this on the way over. It's been almost 3 years since our...
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, well, the Jadeveon Clowney draft was the last time we were here. And that was the broadcast that kept cutting out every 5 seconds.
Oh, I love when that happens.
That was, yeah. So basically the show was being done
I love technical difficulties, let me tell you. That was at Madison's that time, right?
Yeah.
Good times, man. We always have a good time in Beaumont. Normally we are... getting completely lit when we're doing shows in Beaumont.
Yeah.
But we're usually here on a Friday, and we're usually spending the night, which makes a difference.
Right.
Today, however, it's a Thursday. We have to work tomorrow, and we have to drive back tomorrow. So
I drive back tonight.
Yeah, or tonight.
I actually have to get back because I got nobody to take care of the dog. So,
No getting lit today. We're going to see what a sober show in Beaumont looks like.
Now, that doesn't mean you guys can't get lit.
No, that would be weird if you guys were sober.
Yeah. When
we come to Beaumont, there's one thing we expect, and that is drunk people. And so far, we've not been disappointed, Beaumont. We've been here, we've probably done a dozen Beaumont shows, right?
Yeah, we were doing a couple a year for a while.
And
so.
I don't know that we've had one where at least one guy didn't get kicked out. Like, that's when you know the party's live, when, like, the cops get called or someone's asked to leave.
The cops did get called at one of them.
Cops have been called at our shows before, and that's good.
Although, I don't know, we're in a much classier place now.
You're right, there's a wolf skin on the wall. That lets you know, that wolf went
up against Arian Foster, what happened.
Killed by Arian Foster, thoughts and prayers to that wolf. There's also a mounted, I think that's a fox.
That's a fox, yes.
Yep, and that, potentially you could beat in a fight. Potentially.
He's a majestic looking little fellow.
He's a beautiful beast.
He really is. Yeah, I probably could stomp him into the ground.
Maybe. I bet he's sly, though.
Is that what they are?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He looks like a little bit like a dog.
He looks like a mix of a dog and a cat and a ferret.
So that's what happened. There was a threesome.
Yep.
And that's how the fox was born. There
that's
you go.
That's it.
See, there's your lesson for the day. That's where foxes came from.
Lauren says, don't talk down about the West. That's our watering hole. I'm not talking down about it, but, I mean, let's face it, that's not a five-star joint. And I'm all right with that. Like we're
yeah.
We can,
I like dumps too,
bro. We can play our game wherever you want to play it. We'll play in.
I'm a dive bar kind of guy at heart.
Yeah, I mean we'll play on in the Staples Centers and we'll play on a dirt court on the Indian Reservation. Our game travels, baby. Our game travels. Now these other guys, I don't know. I don't know if the other guys can do a show at the West, like Joel and Barry. Joel's uppity.
Yeah, a little bit.
You know that.
A little bit.
Yeah. Like he, you know.
Uppity's a good word for him.
Yeah.
I think that's the best description I've heard of Joel.
Yeah. I mean, he's like a hair gel kind of guy and, you know, he's fancy.
Yeah.
You like how hair gel's fancy? Although,
yeah.
Are you wearing slacks today?
I am.
What's going on with you?
Oh, I just had a meeting before I came over here. I had
to
dress up a little bit.
Okay.
So, nothing major.
How'd the meeting go?
Good.
Okay.
Good. We're making progress.
You leaving the show?
No, not yet.
Okay. Let me know.
Not for another 6 months at least.
Give me an update. I need to know when.
No, it just some of the just some business stuff. But plus, I want to dress up for the people of Beaumont a little bit. We don't get over here much. I almost wore the Payne Stewart hat.
I wish you would have. I think you should wear that every time we go out.
I thought about it, and then I looked at myself in the mirror and said, you already look old and ridiculous. This makes you look older and more ridiculous.
Perfect.
Just leave it here.
Perfect.
So next time I'll wear it.
Okay. You excited for games tonight?
College
basketball action?
A little bit, yeah. I just wish old man Ball would quit being on every show and talked about constantly.
You know, Joel pointed this out to me. Those 3B shirts that he's trying to sell on to people, $65 for a T-shirt? Bro, I mean, Michael Jordan's the greatest basketball player who's ever lived. You can get a Jordan brand T-shirt for like $35. Lonzo Ball is not even drafted in the NBA, and you're trying to get 60, 65 out of me?
But it's
nah.
It's three boys. It's not just one.
Yeah, but we don't know what those. I think that second kid's a bum, and the third kid's a cherry picker. I don't want anything to do with those kids. I barely trust Lonzo. I'm not gonna lie.
I don't understand how this guy became such a thing. It's like he's on every freaking show. Every website I look at has some story about him.
We let him get that way. Well,
why don't we just say, all right, you know what? We're not giving you any run.
It's like Skip Bayless.
Yeah.
You say, man, how did Skip Bayless, why do people still talk about him? He's a lunatic. He's just a raving lunatic. Because every time he says something stupid, we're like, you're never going to believe what this dumbass said. You're never going to, and then we say it.
Yeah.
And that puts his name out there.
And then he does it again and again and again.
Yep.
At some point, you just got to quit ignoring the noise, right? And just say, nothing this guy says matters. Who the hell is he? And when UCLA loses, hopefully he goes away.
Maybe so.
Although there'll be talk around the draft and everything
else.
Oh,
of course.
713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. And if you're just getting off work out here in Beaumont, come on out. There are some tables available. I don't expect them to last because they never do when we come to Beaumont. So get off work early. Come on out here, get your drink on, have a good time. I already seen some familiar faces from past trips. So I want to thank everybody for coming out. Twin Peaks, where scenic views. Although, I have to admit something. I'm getting older, right?
We all are.
I'm old officially.
You are in that awkward phase where you're still alive, but we don't know how long.
Right. I think I found another.
Like you smell like you're dead. Like you got that smell of death about you, but you're talking and you breathe. So
no,
I know you're still kicking.
No, that's deodorant, AJ. That's.
Oh, you have mothball scented deodorant. That's awesome.
No, that's Axe Death is what that is. You haven't tried that yet? It's fantastic.
Spray some the diagonal streak across your chest.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
and it automatically
it's Axe Mortality.
Yeah, it creates a chalk outline around you
that's
too
right.
When you fall. So it's perfect. But man, all the young ladies here look like. They're way, way, way too young for me to ever even talk to.
Yeah.
That's how I know I'm old.
When our waitress came up, she asked for when Barry and I got here, she asked for IDs. And I showed her my ID. I was like, can I just show you my bald spot? Is that sufficient? And
Which bald? Never mind.
Yeah, the entire bald spot on top of my neck. That wasn't sufficient. And then so I showed her my ID and asked her, younger or older than your dad? Her dad was 40.
Oh, so it's close.
I'm slightly under.
Yeah.
Barry, slightly over. Older than
So it was a push.
Barry's older than our waitress's dad. Man. Well, that's how you know we're getting old. And Fred, you're probably her grandpa's age.
Probably so.
I mean,
it's pretty bad when you have to start asking them for their mother's numbers. That's kind of where it is, right?
Yeah.
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 So
I will say this. Yancey said she got her booty from her mama. And if that's true, you may want to call that number.
I
don't know how it's held up over the years, but
well, that's a thing.
You never know.
Who knows?
You never know. Time changes all things.
That's what I'm reduced to, is like, man, these all look like kids.
And while guys like us have gotten better looking with age, women usually go the opposite route.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Like women, once they hit 40, it's all downhill. I mean, that's a pretty standard rule of thumb.
Yeah, from a percentage perspective, like at 40, you still have a significant amount who are still attractive.
Right.
But it goes down year by year. Like some of them at 41, dead.
Like think about George Clooney, his awkward phase in ER versus George Clooney now with like the salt and pepper hair and the millions of dollars. He's way hotter now.
Yeah.
Show me a chick in her 40s that's hotter than when she was in her 20s.
That's a good question.
I mean, that's not a question. That's a statement of fact.
Yeah,
sir.
It pretty much is a statement of fact.
Yeah, they don't exist.
I mean, there's still some that are very attractive in their 40s.
Right, but they're going downhill. Men, we peak later. We peak at like, I don't know, like Barry's age, 42. That's Barry's peak right now. Today's the best Barry will ever look.
It's downhill from
here. It's downhill from there.
Yeah.
I still got a few years till I peak. So that means I'm a prospect. Women, on the other hand, they peak at about 23. And then it's kind of downhill from there. We can agree on that?
I'd go more 26, 27. I think a little bit later on.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I would set that as a medium.
If you like women with college degrees and things like that.
Sorry.
I guess,
duh.
That works.
Well, the one guy that I always it was just amazing to me that every movie he did as he got older, he looked better, was Sean Connery. That dude looked better the older he got. Right up until that one movie he did with
I think
it was Dustin Hoffman. But
you think he's hotter, like in that Alcatraz movie? What was that called? The Rock. You think he's hotter in The Rock than he was when he was Bond?
Yeah, yeah.
You have a weird taste in men.
Well,
like
Elizabeth Hurley,
40s. No, give me 20s. Barry's trying to tell me Elizabeth Hurley's hotter in her 40s than her 20s.
Nope.
Whenever she did that movie that she was the devil, that was peak Elizabeth Hurley.
Yeah.
Find out how old she was then.
Yeah, probably. I'm going to go probably 27.
There's no better Elizabeth Hurley than that, I promise you. If she did that movie in her 40s, that means she's 70 now. That's impossible. All right, guys, I got to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. As the seasons change, you want to revitalize your outdoor living area. You want to spend more time outside, and you want to do it on an area that looks nice. That's where Allied comes in. They can renovate your faded pool deck, your grayed-out patio, or your outdated driveway with a carved stone overlay. It'll give you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less money. And Allied stands behind carved stone with a 7-year warranty. If your backyard's currently a blank slate, they'll build it from the ground up. From a functional concrete patio to the outdoor kitchen and patio cover you've been dreaming of, they can do it all. They'll help you on residential and commercial projects, and they'll help you save money. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Guys, save yourself the hassle. Save yourself the expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Go with a carved stone overlay to get the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions today. Stop by the showroom. It's I-10 in the Beltway. Or check out the Carved Stone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. Or call for that risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Twin Peaks in Beaumont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Twin Peaks in Beaumont. And you can't miss this place. It's right off I-10. It's on the Houston side of Beaumont. And we're only going to be here till 6 o'clock. So if you want to get out here and catch some of the show, you've got until then, because we have basketball on after this. And a lot of people saying Jennifer Aniston and Jennifer Lopez.
Did anyone ever see Jennifer Aniston in her young 20s? She wasn't in her 20s on Friends, was she?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think she was already 30 when she was on Friends.
I would have to research that, which would mean Googling.
I'm going to Google right now.
Okay. Yeah, I have to research that. It means I have to Google it and see how she looked at that age.
All right. So Friends started in 1994.
Right.
And Jennifer Aniston was born in 1969. So she was 25. I don't know. I don't think Jennifer Aniston's hotter now than then.
I've never really been a big Jennifer Aniston fan.
Everybody
either.
Tells me she has really bad breath, so she's gross anyway.
That's the turnoff right there.
That's when you get to be 48, you've got halitosis.
It doesn't matter how hot you are, if you have bad breath, you're not attractive.
That's what a lot of people tell me about you, Fred.
I know that.
They're like, Fred looks great naked, but his breath is smelling.
No, I think you have it completely opposite there.
Fred's breath smells great, but he looks gross naked.
Yeah,
maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, he looks like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
It could be it.
Kara says Christie Brinkley. She actually did look better for a stretch when she got older, because she filled out a little bit.
When was she in Vacation?
Oh, that would have been 80s, man. We just did 80s.
That's the hottest.
I don't know, man. I thought she looked better a little bit later than that.
I don't know. Kim Basinger, maybe.
Gab's asking, what is the barricade in front of us? There's a barricade?
What are you talking about, a barricade?
Yeah.
Them? That's the promo team.
Yeah, they're not a barricade.
You're looking directly at me and saying, you're looking at my face and saying, I can't see you. You're welcome. You can't see Fred? You're welcome. I mean, we're doing you favors here.
Yeah, that's a positive.
Goodness.
Casey says, shout out to my mom, Tammy, for watching my 2-year-old and 3-year-old so me and the wife can come see the Blitz and drink.
Nice.
Yeah, that's cool of her to do that.
If you have a 2-year-old and a 3-year-old, you need to drink, too.
Yeah.
You have three kids?
Oh. 3-week-old. Yeah, I misread that. 2-year-old and a 3-week-old.
Ooh. You have a 3-week-old? Oh, that body's tight for having a new baby. Good job. Good for you. Good for you. And you too. Good for you finding good genes. 3-week-old baby. My goodness.
Yeah, you deserve. In fact, drink up.
Yeah.
All I see is water there. Okay. you have any plays on these games tonight?
I'm on every game except for the Gonzaga game. Okay. Play on that. I like Michigan at -1 or a pick. I like Arizona +7.5 or -7.5.
So that's just a few too many. Just too many.
Oh, excuse me. Xavier +7.5.
Okay.
And Purdue +5. Those are my plays.
All right.
I like Arizona to win. Xavier to cover.
What about Wisconsin, Florida under 131.5? Any opinion on that?
No.
Okay.
I honestly haven't even started with those games yet, though, so I don't know.
All right.
I'll have to look at those games tonight after these games are done.
I've been on a little bit of a cold streak. I made a rookie mistake last night on my hockey under. I didn't double check to make sure Columbus was starting their good goalie. They started a backup.
Oh.
So easy over. At least my Leafs won. There was that.
That's always good.
Yeah. That's
the backup plan.
Hey, man, that's their – closing in on a playoff spot, which I didn't think they had any kind of chance. Man, I'm getting all kinds of names. Somebody says Charlize Theron. No way.
If y'all like old chicks, that's cool.
She does not look like she did in her 20s.
Some people are saying J-Lo.
Well, yeah, that has come up a lot.
I'm out on that. Like, I've seen these pictures of J-Lo wandering around with A-Rod. No, y'all give me that vintage J-Lo, Fly Girl J-Lo all day.
Edgar says Marissa Tomei. No, I think
Marissa Tomei.
My cousin Vinny, Marissa Tomei, was the hottest.
Yes, Marissa Tomei passed her prime now, no doubt.
She is the exact same age as me, little known fact. Her birthday is the same birthday as mine.
Obi-Wan says Halle Berry is hotter now. Halle Berry, she may be an exception, but she's been equally hot, I think, from the go. She's been, I mean, she's been damn near perfect since I ever saw her.
Yeah, yeah. And she has aged really well.
Yeah.
I mean, she still looks fantastic. But it'll catch her at some point.
Yep, for sure.
Doesn't matter. 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. Yeah, a whole bunch of people saying Halle Berry. Michelle Obama looks better now than she did in her 20s.
See Michelle Obama in her 20s.
Yeah, how do you know?
Nobody knew Barack Obama till like 2 weeks before the election. And y'all like, oh, yeah, I went to college with him. Yeah, liar. Liar.
Oh, man. I'm seeing +7.5 on Xavier, so that's one you like?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to punch a small ticket on that, so I have a rooting interest.
Yeah, a lot of people saying Jennifer Aniston. I don't know. Maybe I don't. Part of me with Jennifer Aniston, I just don't think she's that hot, period.
Yeah, yeah.
She's not my flavor of Kool-Aid, that's all.
281 asked, what about Mrs. Fowler? I didn't know her when she was in her 20s. I'm pretty sure she was hotter in her 20s.
Yeah.
That's just.
And that's okay.
Yeah, I'm not, you know. Listen, I get it.
Age catches up with us all.
It does. There's nothing wrong with it.
It's undefeated, Father Time.
Yeah, Father Time and Death. And those guys are going to win every time. And they kind of go together. Somebody says Aniston and Leprechaun was hideous and just ugly after that. Not ugly.
Compared to the Leprechaun?
I thought the Leprechaun was an attractive Leprechaun, as
You're
Leprechauns
just
go.
You're because you look a little bit like the Leprechaun.
Just a little bit, yeah. Demi Moore?
I never thought Demi Moore was hot, though, ever. Mm. She's not for me.
Tech says they're on their way from Orange. Save us a table. Well, there's
we
tables
can't
here.
Save everyone a table.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just get here.
Yeah, we can't go put little reserve for techs on a table.
It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, but looking forward to getting you guys here. So it really, you know, the entire Golden Triangle usually shows up. I'm sure someone will be here from Nome. That happens every time. China, Port Arthur, Vider. You know Vider will be in the house. Oh, man. 713-780-3776.
Barry and I carpooled, and we drove through. We didn't take I-10, and it's my first time coming to Beaumont not on I-10. And
you got to go through China.
I don't know.
You guys took 90, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
We went through Sour Lake, and there are, I would say, population of Sour Lake. I don't know what it is. Maybe 2,000? Okay. If the population is 2,000 people, the population of Confederate flags is about 2,500. They are on every house, every car, every burnt-out trailer house. Like, it doesn't matter what's there. There's still a Confederate flag hanging. So just be aware of that. Be safe out there.
Yep. Vider on the way. And says, I have all my teeth, by the way.
Right. Fred, I'm just saying you be safe, being that you're half Arab.
Oh, no, I'm fine. I'm fine.
You're a minority around.
Yeah,
here.
Although I had to get my Bucky stop in on the way, right?
Okay. Yeah, you went in Baytown?
Yeah.
What'd you get at Bucky's? Or did you just
coffee.
Did you poop?
I might have busted a grumpy.
That's the only public restroom I'll poop in is Bucky's.
That's, I'm with. I almost want to go there just for that.
I like it because it's got. I mean, you're like walking into your own personal room because they've got the. You know, it's wide enough. You've got space to stretch out a little bit. And you know how I feel about pooping in public restrooms. I'm normally 100% against it, but Bucky's, that's an exception. That's a road if you got to on a road trip, that's the spot.
What I love about that, the really big ones, there's always a guy ready to go in there and clean it after somebody's been there. And spick and span, man.
It's the way it should be.
Exactly.
No, there was no Bucky's on our route. It didn't work out that way for us.
Well, I don't know why you guys went. Well, It's amazing. I moved basically 1 mile east from where I was before. Shaves 10 minutes off my trip because it's so much easier to get on I-10 where I live now. So it was actually a very pleasant journey over here. Weather was nice. No idiots on the road.
No, that's not true. There's always idiots.
They were there, but they weren't near me.
They weren't bothering you.
Yeah, which is a positive.
All right, guys, got to tell you about my computer career. The years are sliding by. We're already more than halfway through March, and if you're not in a career or job you love, quit wasting time. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation, and start making more money today. It's the IT school where you can get trained to work in the high-demand field of IT, start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 to 4 months, even with no experience coming in. You attend classes live online just twice a week to get the skills and industry certifications you'll need to start your new career. But it's more than just a school. They've got a complete career change program that helps get you into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. What are you waiting for, guys? My Computer Careers, it's nationally accredited. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Classes start up soon, so go take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu. It's dangerous, the things we do. Under the
influence, I got no defense. You gonna answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Is a renterswarehouse.com roadshow live from Twin Peaks in Beaumont. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz live here at Twin Peaks in Beaumont. Starting to fill up, so if you haven't gotten off work yet and gotten in here, you probably want to.
The guy that owns the West now just came up.
Oh, really?
He said it's not quite the hole it used to be.
Yeah? Yeah, well, if I lived here, that'd be the kind of place I would hang out.
That's your kind of place.
Yeah, I like that kind of stuff.
That's where the guy got arrested.
Yeah, that's – but didn't we – didn't – isn't that where the police had to come out because there were too many cars parked on the street? Yeah. That was nuts. But Blaine says you took Highway 105. He lives out that way and wanted to come by, but he's got –
Is that right, 105?
He's got to pack for a hunting trip tomorrow, so he's out.
You can go hunting anytime. For a hunting trip?
How tough is that? Wow, that's
how long is it going to take you to pack?
See, Blaine, that's like the equivalent of a woman telling you she's got to wash her hair. That's why she can't meet you.
All right, man. Well, whatever.
Lamont says, white guy's go-to black woman is Halle Berry. So?
Paula Patton's mine.
Now, Halle Berry's always been mine.
Yeah. That's you like that? Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe Dwight Howard. He's with me on Paul Patton.
In general, I think black people age a lot better than white people.
Yeah, I'd give you that. I think that's
like Jerome.
True.
Jerome might be 50 years older
Jerome
than me.
Jerome does. I mean, yeah, Jerome.
He's significantly older than me. He looks a hell of a lot better than
and
I
Jerome's
do.
Horrible to his body. He drinks a lot.
He doesn't work out at all.
He eats like trash. That dude comes in every time we do a show together. He comes in with a bag of fast food and a soda. And, I mean, I've seen him out drinking, and that dude drinks hard. But, yeah, he looks, I mean, you could be, that dude could fool you for being 35, 40.
Yeah, and
meanwhile, I work out all the time. I try to eat right, and I'm 36. I look like I'm 45. It's not fair.
And I look like I'm about to die.
Right.
Casey says, I feel like Bucky's bathrooms are like the bathrooms in heaven. That's about the best description I've heard of that. I think that's fair.
That'd be nice.
Although I would hope in heaven you wouldn't have to poop.
What?
Yeah. You would never gain weight. You'd eat all the food you want and you'd never have to get rid of it.
I need that time, man. That's a time to ponder life. I need a little bit of that every day.
You don't have a life left to ponder if you're there.
But in the toilets in heaven, they'll have there's going to be wet wipes. Bucky's doesn't have wet wipes. That's the one thing they've missed out on. Luckily, level with them. So if worse,
my heaven's not going to need bathrooms because you're not going to ever need to do anything.
You're not going to heaven anyway.
Well, that's true. But if I were,
you're going to be in a horrible place where people go to the bathroom on you. Fred, yes, that's going to happen. Yes, that's happening to you.
713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. And out here at Twin Peaks in Beaumont. Tomorrow we'll be at Pinkerton's. AJ will not. But
I will not.
Speaking of Jerome Solomon, he will be.
All right.
He's scheduled to fill in for you tomorrow.
So you're saying the show will be better tomorrow?
Well, I wouldn't say that.
It'll be younger looking.
It'll be better looking. How's
okay.
that?
Fair. Yeah. It's all right.
And we're out at 6 o'clock today, so if you want to get out here, you know, now's the time to do it because we're only going to be here until 6. And tomorrow's same thing.
Is that Lauren's husband?
Yes.
Window closed, Barry. I thought it was going to happen for Barry and Lauren today, but to Barry's slow move. He's slow on the move.
Yep.
Well, I don't know. That guy looks like he might be into a threesome. Play your cards right, Barry. It could still happen.
He's going to have to. He's going to have to wear maroon, though.
Barry will do that. Yeah. Hell yeah. Not with Barry.
No, he needs to throw on a. He needs to throw on a Manziel jersey, and that would change everything. Then they'd be into it.
Are you coming on to me when you say not? Okay.
Yeah, he did kind of look at you longingly
you were like,
there.
Not with Barry, and then you looked at me right in the eyes, and I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on here? None of us. Okay. All right. But if you had to choose one, would it be me or Barry or Barry?
Now he's staring at Ninja. I think that, you don't get to pick him. He doesn't talk.
Yeah.
So. All right, 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. Man, speaking of Manziel, apparently Sean Payton has been looking at him as a possible backup. I think from a Saints perspective, it's a low-risk move if Payton thinks he can play, but he's never going to see the field there. So, I wouldn't think.
I wouldn't think so either, but – listen, I mean, if a guy can get a job, good for him.
Yeah.
To me, that's more headache than it's worth. But if Sean Payton's proven it, he gets the most out of quarterbacks, and he's done way more with Drew Brees than they could do with him in San Diego. And if Johnny Manziel can be half of what Drew Brees is, then you're doing all right. But I would just
help you.
It's not for me. There's plenty of quarterback prospects out there that I'd rather take a chance on.
And I'm not convinced at all that he's not going to, once he gets back in the league, he's not, especially in New Orleans, dude'll just start drinking again.
He won't drink there. Are you? His life around.
Yeah.
He's good.
TMZ's going to be spending thousands of dollars in New Orleans, people following him around the French Quarter.
That said, if anybody knows a good Coke dealer in New Orleans, please tweet it at Johnny. What is it, John Flip? I don't know what his name
is. Yeah, I don't know what it is anymore.
Let him know. Let him know where to find that good blow.
John, apparently we're having some kind of technical difficulties.
We're
cutting in and out and sound scratchy. What's that?
All right, we're going to go to break, and we're going to reset the thing. All right.
All right, we're going to break now. We'll be right back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Stock away. Just because we check the guns at the door doesn't mean our brains will change from hand grenades.
ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz. I hope. John, are we okay? All right, well, let's rodeo, Houston. Blink 182 is performing tonight for just $18. You can see the best music, rodeo action, shopping, dining, and carnival fun. Buy your tickets today at rodeohouston.com for Blink 182.
You a big Blink 182 guy?
There's a couple songs I like. The wife wanted to actually go see him, but she's out of town. So
okay.
Yeah. If she were here, I would have gone to see him.
I have a buddy who went and saw him last night in Austin. I guess they played in Austin last night. And said it was a good show.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've never actually seen him.
I think I saw him when I was, you know, when I was probably 20 years old. But, yeah. I would guess that's the peak of their popularity was around 2000.
Probably. So more attractive then or now?
You know what? I think they lost one of their band members and replaced him. Like, one of them's really crazy, and like seriously believes in aliens and things like that.
Probably thinks the earth is flat too.
I think they kicked him out of the band or he left the band. I don't know if the guy who replaced him is better looking or not. I think that'd be the determining factor.
Yeah, because he'd probably be younger, right?
Yeah, I'm guessing.
So,
and depends on if you're into tattoos or not. Like, maybe you like Travis Barker because of the tattoos. The neck tattoos and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Does it for you?
No.
No?
I like tattoos, but I don't like neck tattoos or anything like that. I like tattoos that you can cover up and go to work.
I like when guys that are super, super old have a bunch of gnarly tattoos. Like, you could tell that dude was either in prison or in a biker gang or something, and now he's 85 and he's calmed down.
Or in the Navy.
And he's using a walker, but he's got, like, a skull tattoo on his neck. I like that.
And the skin is hanging off, so, like, the skull is now six inches long.
Cool, though.
When
it's
it
cool.
Started off as two. Yeah. Okay. 713-780-ESPN if you wish to text the show.
D-Trent, I don't know what to tell you about the commercials on the app. Like, I think that's Raheel territory. I don't care enough about the commercials on the app because I never listen on the app, so I'm not worried about it. But we have nothing to do with what the commercials are on the app.
Yeah, just like we have nothing to do with the signal either. But at least at this case, 832, Blink 82, I call them rock country. Well played, sir.
That's bro country for sure.
Well played. But we're having things cut out like that, I appreciate people letting us know because then we can do our best to fix it, which so far seems to be working, this plan that we've come up with for the next, hour and 13 minutes. So you haven't really looked at the other games since you're not going to be here tomorrow?
No.
Okay. Are you doing any of those?
I'll tweet them out, though. I'll tweet out my plays if I have any.
Tom DeLonge is the alien truther. Matt Skiba is the new singer. His vote is for Skiba. Or her, but it could be a her.
Nick says the guy wears eyeliner and has bleach blonde hair. I'm usually out on dudes with eyeliner, but that's just me. I'm not judging anybody here in Beaumont who wears eyeliner. I know a lot of you dudes are eyeliner dudes, but it's just not for me.
There are probably photos of me from the 80s in bands where I might have done
you
that.
You wore eyeliner?
Yeah, I was big hair, androgynous.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen any of those photos in a while, so I don't worry about it. But
okay. Yeah,
that was a different age, man. You were supposed to look like that when you were in a band.
Okay.
Yeah, just trust me. This was before you were born. This
no,
was like 83.
I was definitely born in 83.
Okay.
I wasn't wearing eyeliner, though. I was watching Sesame Street and having someone else wipe my ass.
And being freaked out by Elmo, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Now, Elmo wasn't a big character on Sesame Street when I was a kid. He was like a bit player. Now Elmo's a superstar, but like in my day it was basically like Cookie Monster, Big Bird, and Grover, and Bert and Ernie. That's an account. That's all it was.
Yeah, I think my era was pretty much the same. Plus Snuffleupagus.
Oh, yeah. He was there, too. Yeah.
And well, Big Bird. Big Bird was
there. Yeah. He was the star.
Yeah.
He's the main piece.
Creeped me out.
Yeah.
But
I was a Cookie Monster guy.
Yeah, I liked him a lot.
Yeah. Respect.
Rusty Russell, what's wrong with believing in aliens? They are everywhere. That's why Donald Trump is building a wall. Okay, Rusty. Don't think that's what
you
we
chose
meant.
To read the tweet.
I know. I'm shaming
you
myself.
You chose to read it.
I'm shaming myself now. But
what do you think of the NFL putting together a training video to tell players how they're allowed to celebrate?
I think the NFL is ridiculous about this stuff. I just think that's dumb. In a way, yeah, it's nice that you're going to let guys know what they're going to get called for, but don't they already do that, really?
They kind of – I mean, you kind of know.
Yeah, I just think maybe you should just lighten up. Just lighten up on your stupid rules.
I'm okay with all celebrations. Like, I think it'd be more fun if they just let them celebrate. I don't understand what the big deal is. Do you know any fans who are like, oh, I hate it when guys celebrate touchdowns?
No, I thought it was fun when, like, Joe Horn had the cell phone hidden.
Yeah.
There. I thought that was clever. I enjoyed that.
I mean, I don't know that I need props, but I'm okay with a good dance or like where the team all gets into position like they're bowling pins and then he rolls the football at them and they all fall over.
Or like the one on Any Given Sunday where it's the fake grenade and everybody.
I'm good with that.
I like stuff like that. That's fun.
That I'm okay with.
And you should celebrate, especially if you're the Texans, because
how many are you going to score?
Exactly. As rarely as you get into the end zone, that is a big deal.
Right. Take it when you can get it.
Speaking of that, I'm going to give something away to the people. Because
generous of you.
We love the people, right?
Yeah.
And we've got a lot of stuff we're giving away to the people in Beaumont up here with the promo folks. So this is for the people everywhere. How about a $25 Raising Cane's gift card? And indulge yourself in one love. 24-hour marinated hand-battered premium chicken tenderloins. Raising Cane's now has 24 locations in the Houston metro area. Visit RaisingCane's.com to find the location nearest you today. Let's do caller 22. You're getting a $25 Raising Cane's gift card. And I have more giveaways. So.
You're very generous, Fred.
Yeah, well, we take care of the people. Somebody's asking, can't make it out. When are you going to be back in Beaumont? I wish I knew. I was talking to some folks about this. It's been 3 years since we've been here. I don't know.
We used to always come out for the NFL draft.
Yeah. And then I don't know what started happening there. But, well, I know what one thing happened. We lost, because it does cost more to come over here, we had sponsors before, and we lost a couple of them because of the thing with Dave and Jerome and the...
And Lamar's softball coach or whatever. Was it Lamar's softball or women's basketball? I don't remember what it was.
I think it was women's softball coach.
Yeah. But, well, what are you going to do?
Yeah. So, I think that's why we haven't been back as recently, but very happy to be here at Twin Peaks. And come on by. It's a really nice place. Tons of TVs. And this is a cool place to have the show. And happy to be here. Hope we get back soon, but it could be another 3 years. So if you want to see us, come on out, man. Somebody says throat slash too far.
I mean, doing the motion like a throat slash,
yeah.
Not too far.
Actually pulling out a
knife and cutting someone's neck,
yeah.
That's crossing the line, I think. I think that's inappropriate.
And probably illegal.
Yeah, that's where I'm
not sure about that.
If you commit murder during your touchdown celebration, that's a little much.
The throat slash thing never bothered me. I don't know why people reacted to that the way they do. He's not literally slashing somebody's throat.
That's just a way of saying it's over.
Yeah, you're dead, man. But not really. 256 says fans hate every time Cam Newton celebrates a touchdown.
No. He does do that dab thing, which I don't really love the celebration, but I don't mind celebrating. You know what I don't like celebrating? First downs.
Yeah.
I'm against that. You know what else I don't like celebrations? When you're down 35-0 and you score a touchdown in garbage time and you act like you just won the game.
Yeah.
Uncalled for.
Or
how about just hand the ball to the ref? You're down by 28.
Pass breakups when you're down 24 points.
Yeah, no, not necessary. Yeah. Because if that dude wouldn't have roasted you the previous six times,
you wouldn't be down.
Celebrate. But yeah,
for all answers, I hate it every time attention whore JJ does it after a sack. Doesn't really.
The problem is he also does it in games where they're down. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, that does to me. You're winning.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.